This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, November 7th. Will they live again? Our reading comes from Job chapter 14. Mortals, born of woman, are of few days and full of trouble. They spring up like flowers and wither away. Like fleeting shadows, they do not endure. Do you fix your eye on them? Will you bring them before you for judgment? Who can bring what is pure from the impure? No one. A person's days are determined. You have decreed the number of his months and have set limits he cannot exceed. So look away from him and let him alone, till he has put in his time like a hired laborer. At least there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it will sprout again, and its new shoots will not fail. Its roots may grow old in the ground, and its stump die in the soil. Yet at the scent of water it will bud, and put forth shoots like a plant. But a man dies and is laid low. He breathes his last and is no more. As the water of a lake dries up, or a riverbed becomes parched and dry, so he lies down and does not rise. Till the heavens are no more, people will not awake, or be roused from their sleep. If only you would hide me in the grave, and conceal me till your anger has passed. If only you would set me a time, and then remember me. If someone dies, will they live again? All the days of my hard service, I will wait for my renewal to come. You will call, and I will answer you. You will long for the creature your hands have made. Surely then you will count my steps, but not keep track of my sin. My offenses will be sealed up in a bag you will cover over my sin. But as a mountain erodes and crumbles, and as a rock is moved from its place, as water wears away stones, and torrents wash away the soil, so you destroy a person's hope. You overpower them once for all, and they are gone. You change their countenance and send them away. If their children are honored, they do not know it. If their offspring are brought low, they do not see it. They feel but the pain of their own bodies and mourn only for themselves. Job was an upright, wealthy, married father of 10 children. Then God let Satan take away all of Job's livestock, his children, and even his health. Job mourned deeply, and his wife challenged him, saying, "Curse God and die." But Job did not do that. Later, Job's friends come to comfort him, but they tried to blame him for the troubles he was facing. In the midst of his thinking about all this, Job asked, "If someone dies, will they live again?" As a pastor and Navy chaplain, I've been asked that question. How would you answer it? Christians believe and trust the Bible's teaching about Jesus' resurrection. And he appeared many times to his followers after rising from the dead. He greeted the woman at the tomb, visited his disciples in locked rooms, and met many others. But Job had no proofs. He only had faith and some questions for God. He asked, "If someone dies, will they live again?" And he waited for renewal to come. Job knew something. "My offenses will be sealed up in a bag. You will cover over my sin." It seems Job was talking about not just life after death, but also renewed hope for life before death. And God assured him of that, eventually blessing Job again later. Today, we can be even more assured than Job, for we have the blessing of the risen Christ. Pray with me. Oh God, thank you for raising Jesus not only to show us there is life after death, but also to give us new life before death. Help us to truly live. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.